Okay. So I don't really remember where we were. It was a long time ago that we learned last time. But to summarize some of the conclusions, especially from Chayv Ba'Of Sheger Shuso, which is Sif Yud Beis. So in order to be Chayv Midoraisa, A, it needs to be a healthy and free animal. In other words, it's able to flee from capture. So if it's injured or sick, then you're not chayiv. That was Shin Tes Zayin Sif Beis. B, his objective has to be to trap the creature for some purpose. So if you trap a deer to get its hide, then you're chayiv. If you trap it because it's eating your flowers and you don't want it to do that, then it would be potter. Number three is that it has to be something that's commonly trapped. And number four is that you have to confine the animal to a small area. In other words, you could catch it easily in the area from which it's where it's trapped. So we'll see the gather of that in a moment. So the big shaila comes up for us when it comes to domesticated animals or semi-domesticated animals. So if you have an animal, let's take the case that it wanders around by the day, but it would return at night. So on its own, it's going to come back every night. So that's not nisr d'oraisa. The Rishonim explain that. Now, I would point out, by the way, that's sort of interesting. Why? In other words, it might go back to the gather of the Melechus Tzedah, which we started with. We talked about a number of possibilities. So if you say that the gather Melechus Tzedah is being machnes l'reshusi, so we could say, yeah, this is already somewhat b'reshusi because it's going to come back even if I don't touch it. It's going to come back at night. If I say that the gader is redefining the animal, so since this is domesticated, it's already defined as a trapped animal, kilu, not a free animal. What's interesting is if you focus more on the maaseh tzedah, which is what we saw in some achronim, then there's osedus here, because the maaseh is really the same maaseh as always, meaning to say, trapping this animal is as difficult as it always is. But nevertheless, we paskin that it's potter in that case. So there is a debate among the Rishonim and Lahalacha when we have about the whether there's an Isser Derabanan. So I think the heart of the debate comes from a stira between basically the Sugyan Shabbos and the Sugyan Beitza and how you resolve that. What's a stira? So in Shabbos, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, Chayav Ofshe Bershuso, Hatzadan Pater. So even though they're Bershuso, it's Pater, you're not Chayav, like we said, but it sounds like Pater Avalaser, as Tosos on Kuf Avam and Beis is Medayik. So what is that? What we seem to be saying here is if the animal is, its freedom is already restricted to some degree, meaning to say it's considered Bershuso, still, there's an Isser Dirabanan. There's still an Isser Dirabanan. So we saw before, we have to, the shear, or one formulation of the shear, is whether or not you could trap it, b'chad shechya. So here we have to figure out how do we translate chad shechya. So our girsa on the Gemara on Kuf Vavam Beis is kolhecha derahit basrei. Umati la. So the Rashba in Beitza and the Ritva over here in Shabbos both say that you should not have the girsa of Rahit Basrei, because the fact that you have to run after it shows that it's not Bechad Shechia. So they seem to translate Chad Shechia, I think, as one lunge. And so one lunge means I get it, right? But if it's Rahit Basrei, so then it's not Chad Shechia. Rahit Basrei, I run after it. So therefore, we're not going to write Basrei. So now, is that a kula or a chumra? So it's both a kula and a chumra. Well, we'll just say the opposite, and then we'll say. So what is we saw? I think we already mentioned the Mishabura doesn't learn that way. Mishabura says it means that you chase after it without tiring, which we pointed out is a pretty ambiguous shear, just because How old are you? Like, what? Different people have different stamina. But leaving that issue aside, where is that from? So that's from the Rach. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah and Beitzah. And then it's consistent with our Geirus of Ra'at Basrei. In other words, it's very possible that you could run after it. But if you could get it b'chad shechiyah without tiring, so then it's going to be okay. Now, again, it's a cool on a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah has a situation where it could run around, but it's still considered trapped. So it's a chumrah in the sense that, if you get this deer into your yard, and let's say your yard is, deers are very fast, but whatever, let's say, or you get it into your house. So you'd have to run around to get it, but you could run around to get it without tiring. So now you've done Seder Midaraisa, so there the Mishnah Berurah is a chumrah, but it's also a very big kula, because what it means is that if it's already in this house or already in this yard where you could get it with running after, then it's considered nitzot. And therefore, when you further trap it, certainly it's not nisidiraisa, maybe it's hatar gamur. So whichever version you hold has both a kula or a chumrah. So the Mishnah Berurah, like we said, accepts the opinion of the Rabbeinu Hanan. Okay, so we have the Gemara and Shabbos that sounds like if it's Birshuso, it's still Aser Midrabanan. However, the Gemara and Beitza, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, says, Kol Shem Chosert Seida is Aser, Shem Chosert Seida is Mutter, Heter Gamor. So which one is it? If it's Mechosert Seida, is it Potter or is it Mutter? So there are basically three approaches in the Rishonim, I think, that address this question. The first is Rabbeinu Baruch, that cited, among others, in the Hagos Maimonios, Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud, Os Resh. And he says the difference is between Shabbos and Yantif. There's general in Esther Drabbanan, but they were Mako on Yantif for Simchas Yantif, because you want to eat meat, so you're going to need a trap. Now, even he doesn't say it's always Aser. Rather, he says that if there's some effort that's needed to trap it, then it's aser. If there's no needed to trap it, then it's not considered trapping it at all, and it's mutter. So if it's a sushamarad uparamoredes that are suyein levruche, lerbuye, he says, in a chatzer, so then it's going to be aser. But that's his answer, right? So I'll just read you what he says. Vaditznan ein sadin, aval tzadin chai v'of. Hainu b'yom tov, shet sadan l'chatchila k'day l'shoch tanu l'ochlan, avach v'shabes lo, u'kigon d'avidi l'erbuye, k'shirotza l'tovsan. Right? In other words, anything that doesn't try to escape at all, that's what we're going to see, a horse, a cow, maybe dogs, depending on if they're well-trained or not. So then it's not shach tzeda at all, because that's not tzeda. They don't go anywhere. But if some effort is needed to trap them, so then if it's Shabbos, it's Aser. And if it's Yantif and you're planning to eat it, so for Simchas Yantif, they were Mako. Yeah.
When we make it for Simchas Yantif, that's because Yantif will make it on Shabbos, because Simchas Yantif is more important than only Shabbos.
They weren't goes there. Was,
There was a difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Like, because Shabbos is Kares and Yantif is not.
oh. No, because there's no usually trapping isn't gonna, I mean it could be, but probably because there's no Simcha Shabbos by trapping. As we're talking about where there's any you're gonna eat the animal. So on Yantif, you could eat meat. You could trap meat.
It wouldn't remove the book on that fetch because it's not.
Tzeda does not include an ochel nefesh. So you can't trap it. Tzeda is like plucking. Kotzer. Can't do kotzer, even though it's ochel nefesh, you're not going to eat it. So tzeda does aser on Yantif. But they were mekel on certain derabanan forms of tzeda for Simchas Yantif. So that's, yeah.
Is your Rebbe assuming not like the Rajba and the Ritva in terms of what Pachshav is? Is this any saying?
Well, you'll have to plug that in. I don't know if he's taking a stand.
Meaning, if he's saying that it's us or Madrava, I don't know if you have to put an effort to catch the animal. So, presumably, you're chasing the animal around. But within the Mishnah Berurah, you can still say it's God's ship here because you can
Yeah, so
get
we're going to
there.
get that. That's why I think the mission that's where this Mishnah is going to come in as to be a very cool, big kula. From I can't really I don't know if you could tell from Beit Baruch, but the way the Mishnah Berurah is going to apply this, we'll see, is is going to be that way. Okay, so that's the first Yishuv. The second is Neshelta Giborim, and this is also quoted in the Darkei Moshe's base towards the end. And the answer is that Chayos Shebershuso, like Avazim and Tarnagolim and Tzviim, is Pata, like the Mishnah Chabbah says, but Behemoths, like Paros and Rechelim, are Mutter. That's the Gemara in Beitza. What's the Chiluk? So it could be that the chiluk is because chayav ha'of are dark and lishamed b'chol gavne, and that's why they made them aser midrabanan par v'sus. It's not dark or lishamed. Now the Rama adds that if they're mardu, you're chayav chatas. Doesn't seem like the mechaber agrees to that, but the Gra thinks even the mechaber agrees to that. I think the Rama at the very least thought the mechaber was disagreeing, but maybe the mechaber would agree. Al kol panim, that is what the Rama writes. And according to the Rajba and the Bala Iter, these are quoted by the Rush, they say no, when it says in Masechta Shabbos it's Pater, it means Pater and Mutter. Now, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. So then there's no, anytime it's Bershuso, it's Heter Gamor. Now, it's a little dochak because this is not one of the big three. It's Mamash in our Sugya that we say there are three places in Masechta Shabbos where we say Pater means Pater and Mutter, and this is not one of them. So the Gra asked that question, and the Gra says, yeah, but it says it Agav the Resha. In other words, since it says Chayv in the Resha, so it says Pater in the Seifa. The difficulty is that's true among the other three also, right? In other words, if that were true, like the Mishnah on Kovav on the base, it's also says that. So I don't know. I don't really understand the Taretz of the Gra. But Al Kopanim, the Rush holds and the Mechaber Paskins that it's Mutter. So this is the Mechaber and Sifri base. The Mechaber says very simply, Chayv Osher Bershuso Mutter Latsudan Vehushalo Yimrodu. The Ramah quotes a Shelta Giborim, Haga, Vieshomrim, De Aser Latsal Chayv Osher Bershuso, right, Chayv Osher, then Tzadan Pater. So that's a Shelta Giborim. The Gra has two Biurim in the Ramah. The first is, it's only mutter because of Simchas Yontif. And the second is, no, you don't have to be mechalek between Shabbos and Yontif. And we are matir tarnagolim va'avazim. I had a hard time with this Gra because it's not really like the Darkei Moshe. But Al Kol Panim, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we should be machmir like the Ramah. He thinks that's Rov Rishonim. Chazon Ish is not sure. Dirshu note 91 quotes Chazon Ish that Makom Tzar Bali Chaim or Hefzid, maybe you could be Mekel like the Mechaber holds, because even according to the Ramah, we're only dealing with the Nisid Rabbanan. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that even according to the Ramah, it's Mutter Bechaya Bechatzar Katan or Bayis Katan. Why? Because anyway, you don't need a Mitzuda, and the whole Machlokas is only when it's difficult to trap them. So therefore, like we said, everybody's going to be matir, something like a sus or a para. The Rama adds that something like a cat, chatul is like a wild animal, so that's going to be aser. So the question, I think the most common halacha lemaisa for us, again, the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, and everybody else is worried a lot about chickens escaping. I guess, you know, that might come up in like a place like Silver Spring, but I think the more common question is a dog. So if your dog is well trained like a horse, so then everything is okay, no problem. If it isn't well trained, and let's say it's going to always be trying to run away from you, so you could chase it, you got a leash on it, so maybe that would depend on the size of your house. In other words, if you could easily get it, then fine. What if you have to run after it? So then that might be a problem, according to the Rama. Or more likely, if it's in your backyard and you want to bring it inside or something like that, and you'd have to run after it in the backyard. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is where the Mishnah Berurah's definition of Chad Shechia comes up to be a very big kula. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan and Zion in the Bir Halacha says that as long as you could get it b'Chad Shechia, it's Heter Gamor. So I think typically most people, even if they have a rambunctious dog, they could get to it b'chad shichya once it's in their house or in the chatzar katan. In other words, if they have a big backyard, then maybe not. But But let's say in their house, which is the more common scenario. So l'chora, usually you could get your dog b'chad shechia. So that's where I think the Mishabura's acceptance of Rabbeinu Hananel comes out to be a big kula. The Issur d'Rabbanan is only when there's some type of Maaseh Tzedah. Maaseh Tzedah means you can't catch it b'chad shechia. So if it's in your rishos, meaning it's domesticated anyway, and you can get it in one shechia, then there's no Issur. So I think typically, again, we're not going to talk about issues of muktzah. Pets do raise a very important muktzah shiloh, but you'll have to come back next year for Shabbos. Maybe we're going to do muktzah the whole year or something. Anyway, but in terms of this, it's going to be okay. So also, Dirshu Note 102 quotes Rav Karelitz that cats nowadays and dogs are going to be like horses. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn also says something similar. Also, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, something similar to cats. I guess what they mean is that in the olden days, cats weren't like a pet. Cats were like to catch mice. But nowadays, again, some cats are different, but some people have cats. They pick them up and they pet them, or I don't know, something like that. In other words, our cats are more domesticated or more dependent upon us. And again, I think certainly dogs. Now, this is very important because, otherwise, you can't somebody who has a rambunctious dog, they might not be able to close the door to their house, right? I remember once I told you this, I was coming visiting somebody, and I opened the door, and two dogs came dashing towards the door, and my friend said, "Quickly close the door before the dogs escape." So I did. I didn't even think about it. So then years later, I was wondering, is that was that mutter? Because I was trapping the dogs inside the house. So is that mutter? So again, if you could get them b'chad shechia in the house, then it would be okay. If not, say it's a big house and they're quick dogs, couldn't get them b'chad shechia in the house, then it's not so pashut. So Rabbi Ribiat says, it's in footnote 144a, that maybe you could still be makel, because, and we'll get to this in a moment, Mishabur is going to say, trei derabanan b'makom hefsid. What's the trei derabanan? It's b'nei tarbus, and the bias is like a bivar gadol, so it's only an issur derabanan. We're going to see. We'll talk about that in a moment. Is that so pashut? Because are we usually makel for a trei derabanan b'makom hefsid when neither is amir l'nachri? So we'll have to see about that as well. There are two, I'll take your questions in a second, two, I guess, more kleliastic points that came up from the Mishnah Berurah, two very fascinating chidushim that are relevant here, but actually are very klali, that I want to think about together with you. But yeah.
I'm a bit confused as how chad shechia applies to closing the door. When you open the door, now that if the house is a place that's chad shechia, then closing the door should be aser, because now you're enclosing the dogs
Yes,
in the door.
correct. For this, you have to come on to what we'll get there in a second. It's going to come back to that Tosas Yontif Magen Avraham Shaila. So the point is, could we be makel like the Magen Avraham? Because anyway, they'll come back at night. You're right that that that's a different kula.
What's the precise definition of bereshuso? What makes it bereshuso that it'll come back at night,
That's
or
one way.
and what if it won't come back at night?
So then maybe not. Now, I asked a couple of dog owners about this, and they told me, well, dogs come back at night. So they both said, of course dogs come back at night. So then they said, why do you always see these like signs for lost dogs? So they told me, because they come back and either they get lost, Or they do come back, but like nobody's there for them, or they get hit by a car in the meantime, or something like that. But like they don't offend for themselves. So at least it's an interesting question, but they were assuming that dogs come back at night. They try to come back. They just like playing, and so they like running away, and then they like
Is
coming.
that the only definition of virtues? Oh.
No, but that's the I mean it if it's we're saying that if anyway it's I think that would be the one that's most relevant here. In other words, assuming that they, why else would it be virtue? So if they're outside of your house, either you can't, in other words, if you can't get to them, b'chad, then coming back at night would be the case. I don't know if there are other cases. Think that's the one that's most relevant. So two ha'aros. Number one is the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Shinta Zayin Ksif Katan Samach. So a person buys a chicken and they escape from the house. And these are, not broken-in chickens. They're Einan Regilin Klal Deveso. So he says, you could still ask a guy to bring it back, even though you can't get it b'chad shechiyah. And this is an iser d'rabbanan, assuming in the house, sorry, you can't get it b'chad shechiyah, because then it's a shvus to shvus b'makom hafsid. Okay, so that I could hear. I think it means, in other words, right? So the chicken escaped. So, but the guy brings it back inside the house. Even when you're in your house, you can't get to it b'chad shechiyah. So there's an iser d'rabbanan still to put in your house because you're restricting its movement. But it's amir al-nachri on an iser d'rabbanan, you could be makom. Okay, so shvus is shvus b'makom hafsid. I hear. But then he writes, and he quotes this from the Aguda, and I'll tell you what the Aguda actually says in a moment. Avinira de imabais gadol de lo mata le b'chad shechiyah mutter al yideinu yehudi lahachnisan b'socho en choshe yavu pseida. Them tinokos ktanim wrote him osan lachziran lasochabayas hazeh gamkein ein mochan biyada. So also kids, and he quotes it from the Aguda. And the Aguda says, "Them tinokos ktanim okusim sadim osan lachzira ein mochan lahem." Now, why is that a chiddush for the kids? Because shvisasan halacha. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the gader? Ato vincho vitacha. What's included? But the Mishnah Berurah thinks that we are choshesh, that there's an iser d'oraisa to allow kids to do malacha for you. Katan shebalach abos, so mochen. You don't allow him to do it because katan zosal das aviv. Mishnah Berurah actually has a chiddush that he thinks it's only if it's your own children, it's an iser d'oraisa, because it says bincha, bin so pashut, that's it also says gercha. But anyway, the point is, but he doesn't say. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, I assume, is talking even to your own children. He doesn't give that as an exception. So why is it mutter? In other words, when they're balach habos, I have to say stop, right? And let your house burn down. You can't let the kid put it out. So why is it mutter to allow them to bring the chickens back? That's my question. So I thought maybe the answer is because the kids are running after it to play. In other words, this is part of their game. Kids like playing with, so they're not doing it for you. So even though, yes, we assume normally katan's osal das aviv, but not necessarily like that. The Gemara that talks about if you lose the keys, you let the kids play, and then hopefully one of the kids will find the keys, or you drop the keys and they'll bring it back. So I guess that's one ha'ara. Otherwise, I don't know what the pshat in this Mishnah Berurah is, but it's an interesting question. The second thing, yeah,
You could say something
I think it's very daichak. It says the Mishnah Berurah is only talking about other people's kids. Then I mean, who's going to be playing with your chicken? So it could be, but it seems like a huge dochak ukimta to make in the Mishnah Berurah. Or the Aguda, for that matter.
Because you're doing this, right? I say the Daraisa in this case.
No, they're doing Seder Derabanan. But there's an Isser Daraisa to allow your kids to do Melacha Daraisa, presumably an Isser Derabanan to allow them to do Melacha Derabanan. There's some so far as a tzad that it's an Isser Daraisa to allow your kids to do an Isser Derabanan. Sort of like Lifnei Iver on a Derabanan might be an Isser Daraisa. That's very, very chiddush over there. It's an Isser Daraisa because it's bad advice. But anyway, so it's an Isser Derabanan here. But you can't do it. You can't do an Isser Derabanan b'makom seita. So why can't I allow my kids to do an Isser Derabanan? Right? Katan Shabbal Chavos is also an Isser Derabanan. And you have to tell him, Al Tachabe. So.
What's the Isser Derabanan?
Bringing it into a, restricting its movement. Bringing it into a house where it's, even though it's still, you can't get to it b'chad shechia, but still it's restricted. So there's an Isser Derabanan to restrict the movement of an animal.
Right. Is it possible that...
Even if you haven't trapped it yet.
Right. So is it possible that if you don't do any mice, like the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, is that they're chasing them into the house, but they're not like,
that would be
grabbing
Isser
them and bringing them into the house?
It's still Isser Derabanan, no. If you did it, if it was not an Isser Derabanan, you could do it. If it isn't Isser Derabanan, how could you allow them to do it? In other words, my question is like this. Is there a case, leaving aside Pikuach Nefesh and the case of someone who, you know, it got dark with them on Shabbos. They were outside, right? The very end of Masecha Shabbos. Is there any case where we allow kids to do something for you that we say you can't do, but you could ask a kid to do it, right? I know that like people assume, well, it's just a kid. Is there any cases like that? So first I got to this Mishnah, I was like, wow, he says yes. But then I couldn't understand why he would say yes. So that's why I think maybe, I don't think it's a bad ukimta that I'm saying. Ketanim rode fino sum. That's like part of their game. It's everybody, you know. Sometimes you kill the chicken for the kids to play with. That's the psikvesha. And then sometimes they let them play with it when they're alive. No, no, no. They're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for you. Then there's no issue.
By the father.
It's not, it's, they're no yigil chanuch. You didn't give it to them. Ain't based on the Sivan Lafri show. They're low yigil chanuch. They're just playing with a little bunch of like chickens. And so there's no, but still there's an Isser D'oraisa to do it for you. Right? In other words, if you go ahead and the lights off in a room, and you bring a two-year-old child, and the kid's about to turn on the light. Let's say it's an Isser D'oraisa for you, incandescent bulb, right? So if they do it for you, and the assumption is they are doing it for you, so then you're doing an Isser, you're doing an Isser D'oraisa to allow them to do it, and you're chayav to stop them from doing it. So that's exactly what's going on here. And if it's an Isser D'rabanan, then it's an Isser D'rabanan.
Is that, it's on a limited star. Is that a limited star at the Tzeda? Because...
So anytime it's... No, it would truly be true. Anytime it's, they're playing, if it's useful for you, but they're playing for their own entertainment, you don't have to stop them.
When there's some two-year-old turning on a light switch, it's like them just having fun with the button.
Not typically, because katan osal das aviv. I'm not talking about a six-month-old child or a one-year-old child. That's why I said two.
Like, that's viewed as them doing some job.
A two-year-old knows what turning on a light is and turning off a light is. And so if the light's off, they know. And they, so we will assume that when they go turn on the light, they're doing it for you. Okay. The second case, the second chiddush here, which we already alluded to, let's say the animal gets out of the cage, it's running around the house. If you don't, and if you can't get to it in one shechia, so then it's also to trap it, like we said, right? Let's say now it's running amok. It's causing all sorts of damage, right? And I don't know, your bunny rabbit escapes from the cage, and now it's like chewing on your couch, making a big hole. Pets just cause problems, but for some reason people still have them. So are you allowed to catch that bunny rabbit, which is now, you know, if you leave it for the rest of Shabbos, you're going to end up with holes in your carpets and your couches and the like. And the bunny rabbit is definitely, you know, you can't get to it b'chad shechia. Or what again, your dog runs away. Your dog runs away in a park, in the street. And if you don't catch it, so let's say it would come back at night, assuming it doesn't get run over by a car. But, you know, you just invested $3,000 in heart surgery on this dog, and now it's a huge hefsid, besides whatever you paid for it originally. So now, are you allowed to, right? It's running around the park. So it's an issur d'rabbanan to catch it. In both of these cases, it's an issur d'rabbanan to catch it. Are you allowed to catch it? So the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Tazayin, Sif Katan and Ches writes that if you're machaving to get it into its, you know, the bunny into its cage, not so just so it won't do hezek. Maybe a bunny rabbit isn't a great example, but anytime if your primary motivation is to prevent it from being mazik, you could be mekel. Why? He explains in the Bir Halacha. It's a shvus to shvus b'makom hafsid. Why is it a shvus? Because it's en shichel gufa. Your kavana is lasalikas a hezek. You don't want it to be a mazik. So it's en shichel gufa. And it's only tzeda midrabanan. So therefore, it's mut. Let's say it's still going to be mechusar tzeda even in your house. Right, the bunny rabbit escapes into the garden. We'll give a better example. Now it's going to eat all your carrots, like in the children's book. So you get it back into your house. It's still mechusar tzeda. So then enet shrichal gufa plus tzeda derabanan. Or likewise, his example is if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, like your expensive dog that runs away. So there it's tzeda midrabanan because the dog would come back at night, assuming it doesn't get run over, plus hefseid. So he says there you would need a guy, I guess. Ashvus to shvus. It's going to be mutter. So why is there a chiddush here? There's really a double chiddush. First of all, there's a chiddush that he's willing to be mekel on shvus to shvus in these cases, even though neither of them are amir l'nachri. Number two is, even though one of them is einat tzricha l'gufa. Now, there are stiras in the Mishnah Berurah about this. We've already alluded to this issue, so we don't really have time to get into it now. But the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, like in Shin Chaf Ches, Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis and Nun Dalet, really sounds like he holds like the three Megadim, that we're only mekel on shvus d'shvus if one of them is amir l'nachri. Here, he's mekel. Moreover, he's mekel even when one of the Einat Tzricha L'gufa, which elsewhere in the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's machmir. Take a look at Dirshu, note 96, who brings up these stiras and otherwise. It does sound like the Mishnah Berurah is nota l'hakel, at least that you don't need one of them to be amir l'nachri, but it's not so clear. Why isn't it so clear? Maybe he's being mitzdarev the shitos that this is mutter l'chatchila by a vazin the tarnagolim shibur shuso because it's law vidiler buya. You know, as we already saw, that in the case of at least in the chulufa case, it's a shaila whether it's even an issur d'rabbanan at all. So it could be he's throwing in other factors. So unclear if you could be machriya from here. The Dirshu note quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, who said he was mesupik about it. It's not entirely clear how to deal with this, but at the very least, this does seem to be a place where the Mishnah Berurah is meiko for shvus to shvus when neither is amir l'nachri. At the very least, if there are other tzirufin. And as I said, this shaila comes up a lot in various cases. Okay. Tzad nachash shelo yeshchenu. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Edyos that says that Tzad is potter, and the Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel and Kufsayin and elsewhere says is one of the examples. It's potter and mutter. Why is it potter? So on Kufsayin and base, we say the answer is because it is in a tshicha l'gufa shalishchanu, and therefore they're matir b'makom tsar. In other words, we're not talking here about a case of pikuach nefesh. Obviously, that it's not even a shaila. We're talking about a case where there's no pikuach nefesh. But even if you're not going to die, it's not nice to get bitten by a snake. So we're makel. Sounds like going to Rav Yehuda and Issa Deraisa. And if you hold like Rav Shimon, so then it's potter umotter, even though there's no pikuach nefesh. Tosas on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the Bahag that says, one second, there's a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't shechel gufos chayev, and yet Shmuel also says over here that you're allowed to do this. So what's the pshat? So Tosas answers, inachanami. Taka, this would be aser according to Shmuel himself. Shmuel was just saying that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be pater umater. But we don't paskin that way. So if you hold like Tosfos, then it should come out that if you do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rambam who says, in shechel gufos chayev, so this would be an aser. Unless it's pikuach nefesh, it would be aser to trap the snake. The problem is the Rambam does indeed paskin this din. Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in Perk Aleph. And the Rambam over here, Perk Yud, Halacha Chafei, says, I'll read it to you. Ramasim amazikin kegon nechashim bakravim ukiyot behem, afal pishen mamisim, hoel v'noshchin mutter latzud osam b'shabes. Ooh, he's coming lehinatzel menishichasan, keitzad wosa, kofa kli alayam, o makif alayam, o koshran, kidei shalo ezuku. So how could the Rambam say this if at the same time he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda? Magi Mishnah asked this question. Here's a couple of answers. First of all, he points out that this is actually a machlokas in a Gemara. And yes, one opinion in the Gemara is that it's only mutter if you hold, like Rav Shimon, that ein tzrich l'gufas pater. But it seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara. So the Rambam is simply paskening like the opinion in the Gemara that says it's mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Maybe, but we still don't know why. Why isn't it ein tzrich l'gufa? Why isn't this a chiyuv chatas? So, first of all, the Bahag himself does not give the Tosfos raises the cites the Bahag as having the kasha, but what does the Bahag answer? So the Bahag, which is cited in the Ramban and other Rishonim, the Chachmei Sfarad, and Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, answers that the reason why this is mutter is because it's Hezekah de Rabim. Now, the question is Hezekah de Rabim, but that's not Pikuach Nafesh. Where did we ever find that you could do an Isser de Oraisa to prevent Hezekah de Rabim if, in fact, it's not Pikuach Nafesh? So, this L'chaira comes down to how you read the Gemara on Daf Membeis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there distinguishes between Machabin Gachala Shal Matachas and Gachala Shal Eitz. What's the difference? So, according to Rashi, the difference is that Gachalas Shal Matachas, there is no Isser Deraisa for various reasons. Hopefully we'll get back to that when we do Machabe. Maybe because there's no Eish. Maybe because there's no Pecham. So, Matachas is not Isser Deraisa. So, fine. Hezekah D'Rabim, Mutter B'Makom, or Mikol and Isser D'Rabanan B'Makom Hezekah D'Rabim. But the Bahag doesn't learn that way. The Bahag seems to say that, no, that one is more Hezekah D'Rabim, they were Matir, what seems to be an Isser D'Rabim, if in fact it's Hezekah D'Rabim. The difference between Eitz and Matachas is the degree of danger, but it's still not Pikuach Nefesh. So what is the Pshat? So the Bahag, as explained by the Ramban, and maybe the Rashba as well, seems to say that when there are lots of people around, then it already rises to the level of Safik Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, if it wasn't Rabim, so then you could sort of be careful about this Gachalas. But once it's in the Rishos HaRabim, and there's many people involved, so then it might rise to a level of Pikuach Nefesh. Now, the Gemara tells us that, let's say, going back to the Tzedes Nachash, that this is a Machlokas. In other words, right, Rabbi Yochum Zakkai said, it's Choshashani Lo Mechatas. So how can we say it's Mutter because of Hezekah de Rabim? So either they're arguing about this point, In other words, hazeka de rabim, do we treat that as achshash pikuach nefesh, or they're arguing about the threshold of pikuach nefesh? There still has to be some type of machlokas, but the point is halacha lemaisa. What the Rambam is saying is, if we accept the Bahag, and this I think is the second inch of the Magad Mishnah, is that yes, that this type of far-fetched pikuach nefesh is enough to permit even melacha d'oraisa. So that is one pshat. That's the pshat of the Bahag. And again, very interesting question, what this would mean in terms of hazeka d'rabim, how you define it. Okay, so that's, we'll say, answer number two. Answer number one is in Hanami, according to Yehuda Yud B'Chayev. That's what Taisa says. Answer number two, the Bahag, is that there's some type of hezekah derabim, some type of far-fetched shash pikuach nefesh, which would be, which some of the Amoraim or Tanaim permit, even a malacha d'oraisa. Yes.
In my mission, saying that it's my home thing comes out to be.
Well, the Gemara, yeah. In other words, the Gemara says explicitly on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. By Kof and Kara, Alakwa Shalotisha, Amr Yehuda, Maisa Balaf Ne Raman, Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Be'arev, Ve'amar, Chol Shishani Lo Mechatas. And the Bahag himself says, that's actually the Makor, for the Mish that we know, how do we know Rabbi Yehuda says, Melach Shein Shichol Gufos Chayev, because he says, Chol Shishani Lo Mechatas, even though that's clearly, Ein Et Shichol Gufa. So according to the Bahag, assuming we're Mekel, what we're saying is that there's some type of Machlokas, whether this constitutes, this reaches the threshold for pikuach nefesh to be matir in esur d'oraisa.
I'm saying that we put before a third answer that the maybe not to call that this is like a machine.
Yeah, either way, we're going to say that. Either way, we need to say two things to permit it. A, it's a machlokas whether this is mutter only according to Shimon or even according to Yehuda. But then we have a question. So, okay, fine. Let's say it is mutter according to Buda, but why? Why isn't it ein tzricha l'gufa chayev? And answer, pikuach nefesh. In other words, one question is, how could the Rambam go against the Gemara? To that, we could answer, machlekes in a Gemara. Okay, fine. So there's an opinion that says it's paskins like the Rambam, or the Rambam paskins like an opinion of Gemara. That's okay. But why? So we have two answers. I mean, well, two approaches. One answer is Rambam's wrong. Okay. If we're trying to answer the Rambam, that's not a good answer. The first answer that's conceivable for the Rambam is to say that hezeka de rabim constitutes chash pikuach nefesh.
But it's really just a cash on the Gemara. I mean, how do I have it start? What they're going to mean.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Okay. The Urayim. So we'll call this answer two. The second answer that might work for the Rambam is the Reim also asked this question. He disagrees with the Bahag. He says, no, of course not. You can't be matir isser deraisa for hezeka derabin. So what's the pshat? So the answer is that it's not considered trapping when you're trying to get rid of something. The last thing you want is a nachash hanoche, in your rishas. What's the pshat? So we mentioned this at the beginning. We said maybe the pshat is that he's magdir the malacha as hachnasa l'rishoscha. So here, you don't want it to be in your rishos. Adrabi, you want it out of your rishos. The only way to get it out of your rishos is by putting a cup on it or something like that. Malach shen tzricha gufa is you're doing it in a regular way, but for some other purpose or something like that. This is not even a Netzri Chalgufa. Very similar, perhaps, to what we saw in Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, we keep on coming back to this, that the Zomer Vein Tzarch Le'etzim is not even Chayv Kodra B'Yuda. Why? Well, one way to say Tosfos is because Kotzer is defined as part of the definition of the Malacha is that you want whatever you are plucking, whatever you're harvesting, if you have no need for it, it's not even ein tzricha l'gufa, it's not a malach at all. Likewise, if you don't want this nachash, even if, then we can't consider it tzeda whatsoever. Now, again, obviously, this isn't clear because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Chosh Hashanah L'Michatas. So, okay, but there's a machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas what the gather of the malacha is or something like that. But that's how you could explain the Rambam. And I think the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Katan Yotes, something like that. Anytime your kavana is l'charchek as a bal chai, so then it's the opposite of seda, and therefore, even though you need to trap the animal to get it away from you, that's not seda at all. Okay, that's answer number two. Answer number three is the first teretz in the Magen Mishnah. Again, the Magen Mishnah is Yud Yud Zayin, and he writes like this, very ambiguous lashon. So we're going to have two ways to read this Magen Mishnah. First, this is the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. First of all, v'chein tzedus anachash. She'eno sad kedarko el masaseh bo kemav sheis bar lamata. So the first way to read this is you emphasize the word she'eno sad kedarko. In other words, this type of tzeda is a shinui, and maybe that's what he means by kemav sheis bar lamata. What does that mean? It's a you're doing it kalach or yad. You're doing it in an unusual way, and that's why we're willing to be mekel b'makom tzar. Now, why is it shelo kedarko? Maybe because when you're trying to trap something in order to get it, it's very different than when you're trying to, you do it in a different way than where you're trying to trap something to get it out of your way. And I think it's a little bit meduyuk that way in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Ketzad huosa. And he starts giving, the Rambam, like, is this a, you know, these are, Agav, the Rambam is just telling you some practical advice, like good ways to get rid of snakes and scorpions. Right, so the Rambam said, "Ketzad huosa kofa kli alayan o makif alayan o koshran kedei shelo yazuku." What is the Rambam doing, giving you practical suggestions on how to trap a snake? But the answer is, if you learn like this Magen Mishnah, is no, that these are ways to trap a snake in a way that's shelo kedarko. And again, maybe virtually any time you trap a snake to get it away from you, it'll always be shelo kedarko. Because when you want something, you trap it in a different way than when you don't want something. Anyway, so that is the third mahalach in the Rambam. Again, clearly this can't be so pachet because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said chol sheni lo mechatas. So maybe they're arguing about whether this constitutes shelo kedarko, or could kavana somehow make it shelo kedarko, or something like that. But that would be the pshat in the Rambam. Another way to read the Magen Mishnah, so this will be pshat number four, is to focus on the end of that Magen Mishnah, ella misasik bo. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Now, what does that mean? Maybe this is a ptur misasik, and the truth is that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara calls this misasik, and that's where the Machzis HaShekel Yud Beis and the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin understand the Rambam, that the pshat is misasik. You see perhaps a similar thing in the Rush and the Rashbam, Kuf Zayin and the Beis, the Rush, also the Tosa Rush, they're talking about Tzedas Parush, Shelo Yeshchenu. So you have this, I don't know, this mosquito or gnat or you know, flea, a biting flea on you. You don't want it to bite. Now, so it says in Tosfos and the Rush, Tosfos, this might not be the Pshat Tosfos, which I think probably you could argue it's not. So let's say the Rush is that it's mutter. You could trap this biting flea. Now again, we'll get to this. It's not like an akrav or anything like that. It's like a mosquito. So not much tzar, but still not something that you want to happen to you. And why? So Tosfos is Rush's lashon is de'eno kemiskaven latsudo ela kemisasek shelo yishchenu. Again, this lashon of misasek. In what way is it misasek? So here it's a little easier. Here I could simply say, I'm just trying to get rid of it. Now, to get it off my arm, I don't want to get a mosquito bite. I sort of momentarily trap it because it's in my hands for a moment. But still, I'm really just trying to get rid of it. And even though in the process I happen to trap it, that's begader misasek. So perhaps the Magen Mishnah is saying a similar thing in the Rambam. Again, it's a little bit more of a chiddush in the case of the snake, but the heter is misasik. And again, that's the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. The Bir Halacha on Sif Ches suggests a similar possibility based off of the Ran, that it's misasek when you're miskaven lehinatzel min hashifasan b'shas maisim mamish. It has to. It's only considered mutter if it's b'shas maisim mamish, meaning to say the snake is coming towards you or something like that. He says that to be miyashiv b'kidegers kasha. So if you're just trying to get rid of a nuisance, it might not be mutter for the Rambam. But if you're trying to not get bitten, then since you're trying not to get bitten, that is begader misasek. The act of avoiding a bite is what makes it misasek and not enetzrich gufa, because you're not trying to trap at all. You're just trying to avoid getting bitten. It's true, to avoid getting bitten, I'm trapping. But that is different than enetzrich gufa. Enetzrich gufa would be trapping it to get rid of a nuisance. That would be chayev, according to the Rambam. When I'm trying to just avoid getting bitten, and in the process of avoiding that bite, I happen to trap it, that's considered misasik. Answer number five. The Chemed Moshe, it's quoted by the Bir Halacha in Shinta Zayin, Sif Zayin, Dibur Maschal Nechashim. The previous Bir Halacha was in Sifchas. So he writes that Nachash is really Ein Bemino Nitzod. That's the reason why we're willing to be makom makom tzar. Now again, you couldn't learn this like Rashi, that Einu Bemino Nitzod is pater because Einu Tzichel Gufa, because we're trying to explain why you could be pater even if you're Einu Tzichel Gufa Tzayev. But, so you won't learn like Rashi, you learn like Tosfos, that Einu Bemino Nitzod is some type of Shalok Kedarko, the Bir Halacha points out, maybe this is the Pshat Rambam, because he didn't bring the Mishnah that says Tzad Nachash L'Refuah is Chayev. So, again, you'd have to say that there's a Machlokas Tanayim, or Safek in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, if this is considered Mino Nitzot or Ein B'Mino Nitzot. But at the end of the day, the Rambam is Matir, because he's concluding it Ein B'Mino Nitzot. Okay, final answer, at least for today. Spend a week on this sugya. But anyway, we have to speed up a little bit. Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim's Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin, very, very geschmack, Reb Chaim. So he points out that if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam seems to say that it's mutter because it's a darshan of miskaven. I read the lashon of the Rambam. Ramasim hamazikim kegon nuchashim vakuravim ukiyoti bahen afal pish einan meimisin hawil v'noshchin Mutter latzud osam b'shabes v'hu shiyiskaven lehinatzel minashichasa. So the reason why it's mutter is because you're not mechavein latzud, you're mechavein lehinatzel. So what? So tells me that the heter is davshem is kavein because it's mutter because you're ain't mechavein. That's what he says. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? So Reb Chaim argues that the Rambam learns like the Aruch that psik resha de lo nichalei is mutter. Psik resha de lo nichalei is darshan miskaven, and it's hatter. It's not even potter. Now, the Chazon Ish says, I don't know what he's talking about, Manashach. If the Hagdara of Tzeda is, let's say, limiting the freedom of the snake, of the animal, so you're masavein to limit the freedom of the snake. And if the Hagdara is, I don't know, Hamadas Baal Chai Bershuso, then you could say like the Uraim and say, okay, this isn't Bershuso. So either you're going to be, either you're, it's Sayev, or it's not a Malacha at all. How could we say you've done the Malacha, but it's Mutter because it's Darvashen Miskavein? Maybe the answer is no. The gather of the malacha is hamader bershuso. So if you're maimed bershuso, but you're not mechavim lekach, I have no desire to get it in my rishus. I did get it in my rishus, but like we said before, so I don't want to. So this is considered a psik resh, a delo nichalei. I've done it, but I didn't want to do it. I just want it not to trap. Inevitably, by not the inevitable consequence of my act to prevent it from trapping is that it's, I mean, my act to prevent it from biting is that it's trapped. So I've now done the malacha, but I wasn't mechaven to do the malacha. My kavana was to avoid getting bitten, an inevitable result of my intended act is a unintended act, namely that the animal's trapped. Is it nihali? No, I don't want a snake. I ended up with a snake in my rishos, but I didn't want it. All right, at least I don't care about it. Well, echbas like, and therefore, it's mutter. So part of this issue might be in terms of the gader of Seda, going back to the very beginning of we talked about it. I think it's sort of mashma this way from Rashi as well. Rashi, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Dimashil Al, says, Alakra Shel Noshach, the Afal Gav D'Memela Mitzud. Why is this okay? It's okay, because you're trying not to get bitten. I, you're going to trap. So how does he define trapped? Memela Mitzud. What does that mean? It sounds to me like Darshan Miskaven. In other words, it happened Memela. I'm not trying to trap it. What am I trying to do? Not get bitten. Memela, it's trapped. Memela means I didn't do, I didn't have any intention to do this. It just happened as a inevitable consequence of whatever I intended to do. Now, again, what do you mean? I intend the snake is coming at me and I put a barrel on it. What do you mean, Memela? Oh, but if we say like what we're saying, then it's not, I'm not mechaving to the malacha, I'm mechaving to not get bitten. Memela, I've done it. So again, maybe this comes down to the getter of the malacha. And this works out also both in Rashi and Rambam, who explain why mapis morsa lahotzi leichas pater and mutter. And again, even though Rav on Kuf Zayin and Amud Beis says it's ein shrich lagufa, but Shmuel disagrees. And he says it's like a psik resha to lo nichalai. And also Rashi, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, explained that the heter is not because ein sich l'gufa, but it's because there's no tikkun at all. Okay, we'll leave that for a little bit later. Take a look at the Reb Chaim. There's a lot more there, a lot to talk about. But halacha l'maisa, so the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin and Sif Yud and Mishbur and Chav Zayin says, Nachash, it's aser to kill, at least if it's not chasing after you, but it's mutter latsud, stam nachash again, that's not mu'od lahazik. Now, even though l'chora, the pashtus is that a snake is mino nitzod, because we say that kavanas l'refu is chayev, and if the whole hat is because ein shrich l'gufa, then we don't understand why should it be mutter to trap it and not kill it. In other words, why is it, halacha l'maisa, we accept that there's a difference between trapping the snake, mutter, killing the snake, aser. So if you learn like the Rambam, very geschmack. Because anyway, the heter for trapping can't be, I'll say, nitzir l'gufa. But if Ledi Dan, who paskin that nitzir l'gufa is pater, so shouldn't we say there's no difference? So the answer is that we're going to have to come up with another difference between trapping and killing. So Tosfos gives a difference. Tosfos Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base says killing is worse. Why? Mefarsima milsa tfei mitzeda. Right? It says Tosfos says kol mazikin nevrag mushabes afagat nam masnisin balakro shlo yishoch itzterech lashminan dehariga nami sharinan desalka daitach deasira mishom de mefarsima milsa tfei mitzeda meaitamanami palagravuna de besamach vaser hariga machlokas in the Gemara. So we say that mutter to trap, aser to kill, again, Lidi Dan, that we think it's Ein Sich L'Gufa's Pater, it's probably because of this sfaratosis that's in the Farsim HaMilsa. And that's why, that would explain why Lefitumo is going to be mutter to kill. Because Lefitumo is in the Farsim HaMilsa, even though you're intending to kill it, because it doesn't look like it. It looks like you're just walking across the room. Oh, you happen to intentionally step on the akrav. Okay, but it's not mefarsima milsa. The Ran explains, quoted by the Beis Yosef, the pshat is that we're mekel, but we want to be memaita, we want to be mishana, and therefore the better choice is to trap, or at least to kill lefitumo. But again, Sefiud, we say if the nachash is ratz acharav, even if it's eno meimis, then it is mutter to kill. But if it's not ratz acharav, then darso lefitumo. Yeah.
Why could we say something like that Haviga is less necessary? I mean, the only reason why,
but why is it if the Heter is in Shichel Gufa, they're both
Mutter, though,
but they're both Mutter out in Shichel Gufa, so why would we prefer one over the other? And that's the question we need to ask.
Say it is because there's one Malkum Tsar. Now I need to kill it to get out of the Tsar by doing trap to get out of the Tsar,
but why they're both in Shichel Gufa,
so both.
Involve a melacha and a shehul gufa, and they're both two ways to solve my problem. So why is one worse than the other? That's the question we need to ask. Why would it be? Why would we be machalik? You're right. We're matir this b'makom tzar. Good. So if we're matir b'makom tzar, and we're willing to be matir, the reason why we're matir tzeda is because we're matir and a shehul gufa, for this type of tsar, so then we should also be matir killing for this type of tsar. At the end of the day, it's the same. Why is they're both malachos? They're both malacha drabanan because in shechel gufa. So why prefer one over the other? Well, malacha we do prefer one over the other. So why? So again, within Rambam, we're going to have to come up with some reason why tseda is not as bad as killing. So we did that a bunch of different ways. But l'chora, that's not what motivates our distinguishing, because we pass in as pater. So why is that? So the answer is, because one is more mefarsim amilsa than the other.
In what sense is it more mefarsim?
I think balabatish. I mean, that's what Tosu says. One looks more melachadik. I mean, if you come up with a better answer, I'd love to hear it.
Is it possible to say that when you kill it, it's a permanent sort of thing where the trapping?
Okay. Fine. That's a fine answer. But again, that's totally a balabatish chelak. It has malachas malacha, right?
Well, we see them as being permanent and temporary, right?
I understand. But it's the fact that Seda may only be temporary doesn't make it a non deoraisa. It's still a malacha deoraisa. And so why is it pater? Because it's ein shrich l'gufa. So they both would be asur midoraisa except for ein shrich l'gufa. So I agree that your chiluk might be the correct chiluk, but that's what Tosus means mefarsim amilsa. It looks worse. It's more. It looks like a greater Chilul Shabbos, even if it's not a greater Chilul Shabbos. I think that's what we mean. Okay, very bekitzer. Last point for today, which we don't have time to do properly, but we'll do it improperly. For the second or third time, this point comes up. And that is Shvus B'makom Tsar, like over here. Are we Matir Shvus B'makom Tsar? When are we Matir Shvus B'makom Tsar? Over here we are, right? We just said you could trap the akrav to avoid tsar, even though it's in the Rabbanan. So we already saw Tosos Kuf Lamed Hamed Aleph at Bnei Sakana that told us this is afilu lo ye ala tsar be'alma mutter afilu lachlov atzma lahoti chalo shebedadin. Woman's in pain because she has too much milk. She can secrete the milk. It's an iser derabanan if ain't a tzrich l'gufa. No, and even though that's a more chamor type of iser, it's more chamor than tiltol nira d'shari midi davei mapis morsa d'sharina misham tara. So this sugya, that's matir mapis morsa tzedis nachash. What does that tell me? Teaches me that we're matir a shvus b'makom tsar. And even if it's ain't a tzrich l'gufa, and therefore l'chayra. Other things. In other words, a simple reading of Tosos is any Shvus, we are matir b'makom sar. And again, Tosfos points out, l'chayre ein shech l'guf is probably the most chamor of the shvusim. And still, we're matir b'makom sar. An interesting shaila is tsar the same as choli? In other words, the Rashba holds, Rashba is cited in Beis Yosef, Shemcha Ches Zayin, that we're allowed to do any Isser d'Rabbanan b'makom choli. Is this the same? Or maybe it's another din? That's an important shaila. But we mentioned already the Gra. Shinchafes Sifkatan Yudzayan brings a raya from Daf Lamed Amud Al. He's Matir, this, but then he also has to deal with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Amud Aleph. That's Machmir, that you can't put out a light for the Chola. We saw one Chiluk based off the Miri, that it depends. The only time we're Matir Shvus B'Makom Tzar is when the Shvus solves the problem. In other words, in this case, Mapis Mortzar, Tzedis Nachash, you have a problem. What's the problem? I have this biting snake in my house. I trap it, problem solved, done. So that's when we're Matir Shvus B'Makom Tzar. Whereas the case where there's a chola, can't sleep, so I put off the light. Okay, now the chola will have an easier time falling asleep, but the chola still feels sick. So then we're not matir. That's one chiluk. As we said before, it's not pasha to be makel on a shvus b'makom tzar. We saw a bunch of examples where the girl was makel, but we saw other examples where halacha l'maisa were machmir. And I guess another time we'll have to get back to this. So we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll start with siftes, and we'll talk about the cases of the parush. We'll talk about hargan lafi tumo. We'll talk maybe generally about the heter of lafi tumo and how this plays in terms of bees in the sukkah and mosquitoes in the sukkah and mosquitoes in your house and all sorts of things. But Bezus Hashem, we will easily finish tomorrow and maybe start the next malacha.
Usual time,
right? Works? Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking maybe after next week. This is the last week of Shir for Rabbi Rosenzweig, guys, right? You're done already. Okay. But you're still chazering. So maybe we'll see. You could think about it. You don't have to answer me now, but maybe we want to try to cover more ground. If you want to switch to Shir 4 times a week, let me know. Think about it. I won't be insulted if you don't want to. You think about it and let me know. Either we'll have to do fewer malachos or skip more stuff. Yes, Gabe. But I can't. We can walk on the go because I have a carpool. So
it's just about very good. We're going to.